7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, now what the hell? What is going on here today? Yeah, I don't know if this is going to fly. All right, let's just jump in and say that it's 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And it wasn't windy at my house, but it's windy down here in the Papio Valley. Where am I? I'm out at the Secret Mushroom Grounds on the other side of Tranquility Park because we've got another weird weather day. Oh God, now the summer's sun is coming out. Okay, I don't know how long this is gonna last. Because if I don't, okay, let's get under the shade. Having a kind of a weird day, and that's fine. I'm always having some kind of weird day, aren't I? Yeah, this is not good. Okay, so apparently it rained. There are some standing puddles in the parking lot here. And now it is really windy. It was not this windy at my house. It was dead still at my house. And I thought, oh, it'll be a great day to go outside because it's only 24 degrees. But it is very humid. And I'm standing here now in the brown cup zone and I don't see any brown cups anywhere. The other side of Tranquility, the Heronry side, it's jam-packed, full of people. There must be some kind of baseball tournament going on or something. Which gave me some confusion. I do not understand what day it is. I thought today was Friday. It might be Saturday with all those baseball-playing people. Oh, but yeah, I woke up weird. Slept kind of odd. I woke up and my hands felt swollen. I mean, my hand pressure is usually low, not high. Hands are weird today. And I thought, oh, it's a nice still day. I'm going to go outside and look for some marmots. Hey. Do we have tracks? Yeah, we got marmot tracks right here in the mud. Okay, let's keep moving up here then. Let's find us some mutties. I'm in the fox zone, but I don't smell anything. Don't smell anything foxy. But then again, I don't know which way the wind's blowing either. But we're about to sneak up on the scary tree. Man, it is more humid out here than I thought. And although it's cool and there's a nice cool breeze, it's brutal out here. Okay, scary tree. Looking around the scary tree for some marmots. Looking for marmots in the tree next to the scary tree where the marmots like to climb. I don't see anything. I'm just going to work my way up here a little bit so we can look down into the creek. Good God. Ow, it's starting to hurt. And I can't see anything down here. Everything is so overgrown. It's just all grass and... Oh, yeah, we're turning around. This isn't good. This is not a smart thing to do or a wise place to be. So I am turning around and I'm very delicately walking back along the path here. Oh yeah, no. This is not good. Gotta get back indoors very soon. I need to be back in my car with the air conditioning blasting in the next few minutes, like 5 minutes or less. Oh yeah, this is gonna be one of those days, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is. Okay, don't panic, just keep moving. Don't rush. And for God's sake, do not fall down and injure yourself and be unable to move. That would be bad. Alright, so what's going on out here? Anything? There's a couple little white butterflies flying around. I'm not seeing any of my brown cups. There was a couple of little coprinus mushrooms in the grass over here somewhere. Yeah, here they are right up here. Wait, let's look down here real quick. Jeez, can't see anything. Everything is so overgrown. There could be marmots over there. We'd never be able to see them hide in the grass. Oh God, yeah, now I'm out in the sun. The sun has come out. I can feel it. Oh, wow. So, this is a hell of a way to start the day, Tobe. Not real smart, Tobe. Oh, I slept kind of weird out here. Those mushrooms, they look so nice. Hello. And I, what is that flower? I don't know. Okay, there's some elderberry bushes. I'm back to the parking lot. Okay, this is not the best way to start out an episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, but, yeah, I've made a very severe error in judgment. The weather was not quite as good as I thought it was. I think the Weather Channel lied to me. Oh, damn it, the car's locked. Okay. Oh, in the car. Let's grab the MP3 player. Plug it in here. And now we can listen to some music on the way home. Chateau Briand,
sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane.
singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string, a slab of turkey neck, and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas.
And who are you?
I'm Riff Randall, rock and roller.
B-A-N-A-N-A-cha-cha. Okay, we're back live in my homestead. And what do we got going on here? Well, not a lot. We just got some cow business going on. Oh, and I should mention that as I was pulling into my driveway, I noticed the mailman was walking up the street. And he had some packages in his hand. And I thought, yeah, I know what that's all about, because I'm expecting a package. So I get out of my car. I pull the car into the garage, and I get out of my car, and a mailman's walking up the driveway. Oh, wait, there's a bug on my floor. What are you doing, little buggy? He's just wandering around. So I got out of the car and I walked out of the garage, and the mailman's walking up. He's like, I got a package for you. And I said, is it from Germany? Because I'm expecting a package from Germany. That's a different story that we're not going to go into right now. We'll get into that when it happens. And he said, I don't know. And he handed it to me, and he didn't need a signature. So I knew immediately it wasn't from Germany, because that package requires a signature. This one doesn't. And now I'm holding onto this package, addressed to me. It says, carrier, leave if no response. Address service requested. And it's from Yummy Dutch in Lexington, Kentucky. Lexington, Kentucky, home of Lexington Barbecue. And now my cat has come over here and is now rubbing her face against the package. Hi, you're very curious as to what this is, aren't you? That's not my cat, that's a cow. So I actually know what this is, because I got an email this morning. I woke up, ate breakfast, yes, pepperoni and waffles, sat down at my computer, did the computer thing, and there's an email from Booper. Moo from Booper. So, we're going to need some moderate quantity of knife to open this up. Although Pip is already trying. She's chewing on it. You're chewing on it. You're a wacky cat. Ah, such a crazy, crazy kitty. All right, so let's open this up and see what it is. Although, I think I already know. Get out of the way. I gotta put the microphone down. Hold on a second. Okay, I've returned the knife to the table. What I have is your typical, some kind of company named after a river, Prime bubble wrap envelope. And in it is another, oh my God, is another package. So we have this one plastic envelope, and I open it up, and it's something... Oh, I would say it's, I know what it is. It's a 16-ounce can. It's a 1-pint can. What's a pint? You know, half a liter. So now we gotta get the knife out again. Cut off this plastic. And then we open it up and we have a little package here. That is, again, wrapped in plastic. It says expiration date 10-2022. So, continuing with the knife, cutting through the tape. Whatever this is, it's a can. Whatever this is wrapped up in a lot of plastic tape and plastic bubble wrap. I gotta put the microphone down again so I can do some knife. So not worth it. Okay. It's not a half, a 1-pint can. It's a tiny can wrapped up in 8 layers of bubble wrap that then had to be wrapped in plastic tape, which then had to be put into a plastic bag, which then had to be put into a plastic envelope. And yet everybody thinks this is the big green company. Oh, we're going green. Yeah, you kiss my ass. So just more plastic crap. And none of it protected this can because this has been dropped. There's a huge dent in it. Blah, blah, blah. So this is only a 250 millimeter can. A can of what? Chocomel. And it's Dutch slogan underneath. De enige echte. I do not know what that means. I do not speak Dutch. But yeah, Chocomel. And what is Chocomel? Well, obviously, it's a drink. It is a beverage. It is a chocolate milk type of beverage popular in the Netherlands. And I would read the ingredients, but with the terrible light in here... Here, get out the flashlight. This is better. All right, it has energy. This is not the right... This is not the ingredients. The ingredients... Holy crap. Apparently they don't have the same labeling laws as we... Okay, no, here's ingredients. Yeah, so we have, ingredienten. Gedeelstestike Afrikabunde milk. So some kind of milk. And sweeker, which is sugar. Cacao, which is... You know, chocolate. And Stabilastoasateren Johannes Brudpitmil in Kerigenen. Deze verpakking bevat. Oh, this is no longer ingredients. Yeah, so it's got milk, sugar, chocolate, and some kind of stabilizer
in Carrageenan.
Well, that's exciting. Who sent me the Choco Mel, you might be asking? Well, it was Booper. Booper, of course. And in his worldly travels, he likes to go to the Netherlands. And this is his favorite thing to drink there. Chocolate milk. Choco Mel. Apparently, this is extraordinarily popular in the Netherlands. You can get it just about everywhere. Adults and children drink it. And so now I have a can of it. And this is not what I was expecting. I was actually expecting the Appleson, but no, I am now remembering that he did send me an email like 2 days ago about the Choco Mel. So, yeah. Now I have Choco Mel. Moo.
Chateaubriand, sauerbraten.
You've been spending a lot of time in bathrooms recently. Apparently, you put someone called Count Lippi in hospital.
He had soft bones. And don't question my methods.
What's he done?
Super agent here decided to have some fun with three young Italian boys in the men's room.
They had it coming.
You need to control your temper.
Is that what it is? He needs to control his temper? Oh boy. Guess what's on TV right now? If you guessed the movie version of The Man from U.N.C.L.E., you'd be correct. So we got old Army Hammer here. Army Hammer the Fourth. And Alicia Vikander. And what's his name? Army Hammer. Boy, I feel terrible for him. What happened to that family fortune? Look at this poor guy. He's got to dress up in 1960s suits. and pretend to be a spy. Oh, I feel terrible for him. Poor Army Hammer.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef.
Oh boy, I am getting kind of hungry. And I don't have a whole hell of a lot of food in the house. I ate all my onions in the last 3 days. I ate my bell peppers. I got to go to the store. And I'm going to have to do that as soon as we're done here. In other words, in about 3 minutes, I got to go to the store. What am I going to buy at the store? Well, I'm going to obviously buy more onions and bell peppers. And maybe I'll get some turkeys. And maybe I'll buy the box, La Boite de Trois Croissants. Because I'll need some croissants. And I should probably get some lettuce so I can make a yummy salad. Is that what I want today? Salad and a turkey sandwich? Turkey sandwich and potato chips? Salad and potato chips. I'm probably not going to eat Mongolian onions today because that's what I've been eating for the last 3 days. And I am in desperate need of protein. I think that's part of my problem. I haven't had any protein in the last 3 days. So yeah, probably should buy some meat. Some flesh of some kind of animal. Yeah, you, buddy. Is it steaks time? Is it? Maybe I should get some hamburger. Maybe I should make some hamburger steaks and eat them up with some mushrooms and some onions and bell peppers, because that's my favorite thing ever. I don't know, but I tell you, after I go to the store, I'm not doing jack today. Well, until it's time for Moo, Synth Battle Royale. That's right, Synth Battle Royale. It's coming up in, 7 hours and 3 minutes? So yeah, if you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right now, you need to come back in 7 hours for Synth Battle Royale. I will be performing, I will be battling, and hopefully I do that after I take a nap. And after I've eaten some protein, because, yeah, I need food. I need food. I need some rest. I think I'm going to watch a little bit more of season 2 of that anime I'm watching. What the hell am I watching? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, Kimi ni Todoke. So, yeah, I'll probably watch an episode or two of that. And then I'll take a nap. And then I'll start thinking about doing something for Synth Battle tonight. I don't know what I want to do. I might... maybe I'll get out some of the old glitchy stuff. That was fun last week with the bleep drum and the bit collider and doing wacky stuff. And I don't know, maybe I'll just get out the OP1. Maybe I'll get out the 303. What do I even feel like doing? I don't even know. This is not the time to think about that. This is the time to think about going to the store. And the time to tell you that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. But now it's over and I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.